Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and our moderator, AJ.
What up, boys?
And editor, DC.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? And we are back, and we are off to the divisional round of the playoffs. Wild card was last week, obviously. Had a lot of good games. Had a lot of blowouts. Had a lot of confusion here with the refs handling the ball or Dak running with the time still on the clock, no timeouts. A lot going on. Without further ado, we'll just jump right into it, AJ. How do we end up doing?
All right, yeah. We'll do a recap of the wild card weekend. Nate, my brother, you went 1-3. Minus one unit. You did have a really nice teaser that really saved the week for you. Raiders plus 11, Bucks minus 2.5. Either one of those were really sweaty picks. So a really nice teaser to kind of recover for the week.
Yeah, and big NLOD hit.
Yeah. NLOD two unit play. And our guy Tone had another really solid week. He keeps bringing those solid weeks. 3-1 plus two units. And also, you guys had a little head-to-head, and Tom went ahead and tied it back up. He had the Chiefs minus 12.5. Nate had Steelers plus 13, and that'll even up the head-to-head.
AJ had Pittsburgh money line.
I had Pittsburgh money line, and boy, was I wrong.
You really hate to see it.
I was very wrong. You know, I ended up not pulling the trigger, honestly. I pushed out. But I really did think they were going to win, honestly. I just thought it's Ben's last game. I thought there was going to be some sort of motivation, and there was absolutely zero. So, yeah, that's why you guys give the takes and I ask the questions. That's exactly why. So, all in all, pretty good week, honestly. Our percentages at this point, Nate, you're at 56.4% plus 25 units. Tone is at 57.8% plus 18 units. Luckin remains 58.1% plus 8 units. And as mentioned, you guys are tied up on the head-to-heads. It's 5-5. So we'll see if there's any head-to-heads. I know that the farther we get in the playoffs, obviously less games we have to take. So the Luckin's and head-to-heads are probably going to get far and few between. But I'm really excited about this week's slate of games. It's going to be a good weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think one thing that's interesting about the head-to-heads as well, if we look at all the bets we took this year, Nate took, you know, almost 140, took 138, or actually did. He took 140 on the nose bets this year. I took about 106 bets this year. We only had 10 games that we had opposites on. So if you think about the percentage, it's so low, like out of all the bets we took. Only 10 times we were opposite on and we're dead even. So just interesting take, like statistically.
Some solid chemistry. That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah, real quick, the NLOD little update, I believe I am 11-5 on it, up 9 units, so around 65-66%. So not where I really want to be when I'm given a lock, but yeah, we're trying.
Hey, no, that's good. I like that percentage. It's always good to see what the NLOD is, and you know, next year we'll track that a little bit better than we did this year. It kind of popped up in the mid season. So,
right. I brought it back out of nowhere. It was, I've been throwing it on my Instagram bio in case you guys wanted to keep me honest. So I've been throwing all my records in there just to keep me honest. And I'm glad I don't suck so bad this year.
Okay.
You're killing it, brother.
All right. Well, what we'll do this week, I mean, you know, like we were talking about it, is Leicester games. So we'll do the what did he say. And then before we get into this week's lines, I'll go ahead and kind of give the scores from last weekend's games, kind of get your guys' thoughts, reactions. Also, we're going to talk about the teams that were eliminated. We're going to cover the projected win totals and what you guys took. And if you guys felt like their seasons were successful or less than, and we'll kind of keep it rolling from there. So with that being said, I do have a what did he say question for you guys.
What did he say?
So it's currently LCP 11, D say 8. So Dakota's got some ground to make up here. But he's got a good one for you guys today, and it remains relevant. So I'm going to ask this question. It's been posted to social media. Looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with and see if you guys can get another one. And the question is, the Tennessee Titans enter this weekend as the number one seed for the third time in franchise history. And the two times prior, they were eliminated in their first game, both times by the same exact team. Who was that team?
Wow. Okay. Oh,
okay.
So there it is. That's going to be our what did he say for the week. So we'll go ahead and kind of just discuss last weekend's slate of games. A lot of blowouts. First and foremost, I really was surprised about that. Just in general, I thought we would get more closer games, but the first game we did have was not a blowout. And we had the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals did win this game 26-19. Let's just go ahead and start with this one. Any overall thoughts, reactions, any surprises, or was this about what you guys thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I figured the Bengals would take care of business. That's why I ended up taking them minus the 5. It just seemed like they're in a good groove, and they showed that. So they came out, took a 10-3 lead after the first quarter. They never lost that lead. So it wasn't really too much of a sweat. I felt good about the game all the way through, and I like this Bengals team, so I'm happy they ended up making it out of the first round.
Yeah, I didn't think they looked as good as I thought they would.
That is true.
I didn't think they were going to let the Raiders back in the game or even give them a chance there at the end, which they did. But all credit to the Raiders. Derek Carr had an amazing season without Darren Waller there. Everything going on with their head coach and everything off the field. It was an impressive run, and I was going to root for them if they were playing anyone but our Ohio neighbors down south, the Cincinnati Bengals. So I hope they do end up winning it all. That's who I hope I want to win. But that's my heart saying. I don't think they make it past this.
All right. So we'll talk about the Bengals a little bit more as we move forward. They're going to be playing the Titans this week. But we'll talk about the Raiders for a minute. You know, we did a AFC NFC outlook episode before we really got into NFL this year. And when we talked about the Las Vegas Raiders, the win total projection for them this year was, and the both of you took the over on the 7 wins. So, Nate, I'll kind of start with you as far as the Las Vegas Raiders go. I mean, do you feel like it was a successful season? I know they had a lot of drama off the field. Was it an unsuccessful season? What do you think about the Raiders?
Oh, I think it was 100% a successful season in their eyes, at least. No one expected them to be there, make the playoffs, especially over teams like Cleveland, Baltimore. I think the Raiders, they snuck on in. Oh, even the Chargers by getting that win at the end. They had a huge up and down year, and it really sucked to see how they kind of crumbled there at the end, but they really battled adversity. And they came out on top in my eyes by even making the playoffs and being there and giving the Bengals a game in general. So I think that's a win for them.
I agree. I'm happy for the Raiders. I took their over, you know, like you had mentioned prior, and I felt good about them. I wouldn't say it's extremely successful, but it was not unsuccessful. They faced a lot of adversity, the whole Henry Ruggs situation. You got a new head coach in there. They've had injuries and a lot of disruptions. I feel like Derek Carr had a great season. He's a solid player, and they have a lot of potential. So we'll see what they come back and do next year.
Their cornerback Arnett, who got kicked off the team for flashing guns on Instagram. So yeah, there was just so much.
All right. The next game, we had the New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. And I really felt like this was one of the games I was most excited about seeing. Both teams have been very interesting, very exciting to watch. They've had some really good matchups over the course of the season. This one, not so fun. It's Patriots scored 17 versus the Bills 47. It was a blowout. It was a stinky game. Thoughts on this one, guys?
Yeah, it was a blowout from the start. I think this was the worst game of the weekend. The Rams were a close second, but I didn't really pay too much attention to this one. I was actually in a pretty big poker tournament. Shout out to all the homies who were there. I ended up coming in eighth out of about 20, so I'm not really flexing on that one. It was rough. A few beers got to me. I gave up, but no, Josh Allen is really good, especially doing that against a Bill Belichick defense that they knew they were going to be prepared for him, and they went out there and blew their nose. I was a huge win. I think that carries them over this week.
Yeah, the Bills had a perfect game. I mean, they didn't punt the ball. They just really took care of business. It was a fantastic performance. I was dead wrong on that one. I shouldn't have even done it, but I took the Patriots plus 10. Got that completely wrong. I thought Bill would make it a little more competitive, but it just wasn't any match for him. So I like this Bills team. I'm excited to see that, and we'll see how they do in the next round.
Yeah, a little tiny bit disappointed. For me, it was tough because I really enjoy this Buffalo Bills team. Josh Allen has really grown into be one of my favorite players, if he's not already. But I really love the potential idea of the Patriots versus the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. We're not going to get that now, but that's all right. But before we move on to the next game, the New England Patriots win total before the season started was at 9. You guys both took the over. So when we're talking about the Patriots in general, Mac Jones, rookie quarterback coming in, successful season, would you guys both say?
I would definitely say it was successful, honestly. I mean, Mac Jones far exceeded most people's expectations. That defense was tough. They made it to the playoffs, and that's all you can ask for. So I feel pretty good about that win total. I'm happy we both took the over, but they definitely did better than I thought they might do.
Yeah, I think it was successful, especially them going to the playoffs and running into an absolute freight train of a Bills team who's coming off that loss to the Chiefs last year. And I think the Bills had all the momentum and they are way more hungrier for it. But for the Patriots just to get there, they had a bunch of new pieces they added in there in the offseason. So obviously Bill Belichick was able to get them to fit. And like Tone mentioned, Mac Jones was, I mean, far and above the best rookie quarterback, maybe even top 15 as far as just wanting him as your quarterback this year goes. So I think this past team has a lot to look forward.
All right, the next game, we'll jump to the NFC slate. We had the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think anyone expected a close one here, but and if you did, you were wrong, because this was not a good game. The Eagles put up 15 points versus Tampa Bay's 31. What'd you guys think about this one?
Yeah, it pretty much shaked out how I thought it would. I love the Bucs team total over 27.5. I didn't take it. I wish I would have. They came out and took care of business just like we thought they would. It's hard to say that they might do that because they had injuries, etc. But they fought through it, and it wasn't too much of a game, honestly. So it was easy money.
Yeah, it was immediately clear that the Buccaneers were going to win that game by a landslide. The Eagles weren't ready for that. And unfortunately, the Buccaneers did have a couple offensive linemen go down, and it's just not what you want to see going into the divisional round of the playoffs. But I don't know what the play calling there really was in the first half for the Eagles. They really started to move the ball when they were throwing it to Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert more. And even running the ball with Boston Scott, I don't know what their Sirianni was thinking or whoever was calling plays. I don't know. So I think the Eagles got a lot to think about next year.
All right. So we're talking Eagles. Their win total for the season before we went into it was 6.5. You guys actually both took the under. So I would have to imagine that you guys would both say this was a successful season. There's questions. Play calling was very questionable. Jalen Hurts, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? I mean, what do you guys think about the Eagles going into next year?
I did see a report that their head coach coming out saying that Hurts is going to be their quarterback going forward. So it seems like they're committed. I would say it was a success. I mean, both sides of the ball, they're talented. It could have worked out better for them, but they did better than I thought they would do. So,
yeah, and I think when we took that under, we were taking into account that the Washington football team would be a lot better. They were playing them twice, and I don't know. It was definitely a success, and I just want to see how they ride off it next year and see what they
– Yeah, I want to give a quick little shout-out to our guy Gary. He's a day-one listener. We watched the game together, and the biggest Jalen Hurts hater I've ever seen. For his sake, hopefully they can find something else. But I did see that report. Dakota shared that with me and Gary, and it looks like they're riding the Hurts train into next season. So for anyone who doesn't like Hurts, you hate to see it. But all right, the next game, this was a really good one. I'm excited to get your guys' take on this one. I'd say this had to have been the best game of the week by far. We had the San Francisco 49ers versus the Dallas Cowboys, and this was the one game where the underdog won. San Francisco won this game 23-17. Whoever wants to take it, go ahead. Let's get those reactions.
Yeah, I'll go ahead since this was my Super Bowl pick. I don't know what to do with this team. I think Mike McCarthy's got to go. I think they need to just reboot that whole entire coaching staff. I don't think Ezekiel Elliott's the answer anymore. I think Tony Pollard's way more explosive right now. I don't know what Zeke's deal is. CeeDee Lamb only had one catch for some odd reason. Amari Cooper, I mean, you got weapons, but I don't know how you're not using them correctly. Kellen Moore, maybe he's not as great as people are assuming he is. So I don't know. I got nothing to say. I rode with them to the end, and the end is now.
Yeah, I'm not too surprised. I had mentioned taking them just because they had really good odds. I took them on the show last week, +3. I just feel like the 49ers were the better team. It was a better spot for them. This Dallas team is fraudulent most of the year, honestly. You know, you look back at it now and it makes a lot more sense, but I thought the 49ers would win. I think they can compete this week. They had some injuries on the defensive side of the ball that could be significant, but they're a tough squad. They have it on both sides of the ball. They can compete with anyone. So I'm not surprised they moved on and made it to the second round.
Yeah. 49ers just looked like the better team from start to finish. And man, I feel like every week that goes forward, I just feel like Deebo Samuels continues to move his way up the wide receiver charts. I mean, if someone were to say he's the top receiver in the NFL, I wouldn't argue with you.
I think I'm taking him over anyone right now.
He's very versatile. He's nasty.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Obviously the play at the end of the game was really weird, really strange. To run the ball in that position was a weird move, but I feel like it's kind of a weird, I would love to see them adopt the college football rules where you stop the clock on a first down, because it just felt uncomfortable. It didn't feel right.
I think they should have had a second on the clock, but I mean, give him a chance to throw it at the end zone. I don't know, but maybe he shouldn't have ran it. He knows.
Yeah, so we won't spend too much more time on the Cowboys, but the Cowboys win total was 9.5 before the season started. And interestingly enough, even though this was your Super Bowl team, Nate, you did take the under before we started, and Tone, you actually took the over. So, in general, successful year, unsuccessful year, and what do you think about next year?
So, I took that under basing it off how many. I didn't know Dak was going to be healthy week one. I thought he was going to maybe miss a couple, so I thought they were going to maybe be a backdoor sneak into the playoffs kind of team. But no, overall, I do think it's this was a Super Bowl. They started out hot. Everyone was talking about them being the best team in the league, the biggest Super Bowl threat, and for them just to crumble like that, this is a huge disappointment. Ask all the Dallas Cowboy fans. How about them?
All right, the next game we had the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. We kind of already discussed at the top of the show there was a head-to-head. Someone on the show actually took the Steelers to win outright. That's not the case. Steelers lost this game 21-42. What'd you guys think about this one?
It worked out just how I thought it would. I mean, I said that Ben had a great run the last couple weeks of the season, fantastic for making it to the playoffs, but it was going to end there, and that's exactly what happened. I felt pretty comfortable the whole way. I mean, the Steelers team was just good enough at times, but overall they're underwhelming. I mean, they have a lot of potential. They had a lot of injuries and just stuff they need to change. So I didn't feel good about them going very far, and I felt great about the Chiefs beating them and covering the spread.
Yeah, when you got a team that scores 6 straight touchdowns, it's pretty brutal, and there's not much 58-year-old, 400-pound quarterback could do for you there.
Yeah, I went into this game feeling, you know, what happened was, as much as I trust your guys' opinions, as the host and coach that you are, I also invest a lot of trust in our guy Dakota. And before the game started, I mean, he was really pushing Steelers money line.
Oh,
he sold the bag on me, so that's my fault. But shout out to our guy.
Yikes!
Shout out to our guy. We both took the L on that one. So, the Steelers win total before the season started was 8.5. You guys both took the over, which they did hit the over on. what do you guys think about the Steelers in general, and how do you feel about them coming into the next season?
I pretty much already kind of, you know, disclosed how I feel about them. They were good at times, but underwhelming. They have a lot of talent on each side of the ball, but they had some injuries and just some things they got to get together. So I'll never count them out just because it's a good squad and they're tough, but I don't rock with the Steelers.
Yeah, they got a really good coach too, and I wonder who they're going to grab in the draft. Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine they're going quarterback first round, right?
Right. The kid from Ole Miss, Matt Corral. I think he was Mel Kiper's first. That's who he said they are going to get first. But, you know, he's got like 15 of those mock drafts, and they're all different. Can't really take the first one to heart. Right.
All right, last game of the week before we jump into this week's games. This was a stinky one too. A lot of stinky games, but another game that I was really excited about and just did not pan out at all. It was the Arizona Cardinals versus the Los Angeles Rams, and the Rams won this game 34-11 in a game that felt like the Cardinals quit after the first quarter, after the first drive. It felt like they just did not want to be there. So if there was ever a quarterback that felt like a potential perennial Pro Bowl quarterback, I mean, after that game, I personally don't know how I feel about Kyler Murray, but what'd you guys think?
Yeah, I just think he was underprepared. That offense wasn't ready. James Conner was beat up. Hopkins obviously wasn't in there. And I just think the Rams defense did a great job of making him feel uncomfortable throughout the whole game. And with 100% healthy Rams defense against unexperienced playoff quarterback in Kyler, who is quite frankly just too short, I think. But I know he's got good legs on him. I don't know. So, what do you got?
He is very tiny. He looks like a child out there. It's wild, but he's very talented at the same time. I like this team a lot last year. I tried to roll with them this year. I just wasn't really feeling their whole vibe since Hopkins has been out. Connor's been banged up. They're just not the same team. And I don't know if it's a coaching issue or what it is, but I didn't have a take on this game. I'm not surprised that the Rams won. I didn't think they would blow them out, but you know, I think the Rams are the better team and they deserve to move on. So,
all right. So we pretty much discussed the Cardinals in general, but real quick, their win total before the season started was 8. You guys both took the over. Obviously they surpassed that. So successful in that sense. However, they were the last team to lose a game. They were number one in a power ranking a few times. In that case, you'd have to consider this somewhat unsuccessful, but be interested to see how they bounce back next season.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. So far, we're doing pretty solid as far as the season win totals go.
Yeah, minus the Eagles. You guys pretty much knocked them all out of the park, honestly. So
yeah, I got the Cowboys wrong, but that was like a half game. And I'm intrigued to see the other games or other teams, how we ended up doing.
Yeah. All right. So what we'll do now is we'll go ahead and jump to the NFL divisional round lines for this weekend coming up. I'll give you the games. I'll give you the lines. And you guys tell me what you think about them. And our first game is going to be Saturday at 4:30. We have the Cincinnati Bengals. They are going to be +3.5 points. And they are traveling to Tennessee to take on the number one seeded Titans, coming off of a first round bye. Over under this game is 47 points. What do you guys think about this one?
I'm really excited for this matchup. I want to see what the Bengals can do in the second round. I'm really rooting for them, honestly. But I have to take the Titans. I'm going to take the Titans -3.5. I hate that hook, but I can't let it scare me. I just feel like the Bengals are in a tough spot right now. I don't know how they're going to deal with this Titans rush offense. Derrick Henry's going to be back, and the Bengals lost their best rush defender. So they lost Larry Ogunjobi, their defensive tackle. He was very significant as far as their defensive rush yards go. I just feel like that's an advantage for the Titans. I hate to take that hook, but I'm going to do it. I think they'll play at home tough. I think they're going to move on, but I'm rooting for the Bengals. I'll take the Titans -3.5.
Yeah, I love that take. I'm not going to take it, but I would definitely lean towards the Titans. I think it's only there was only 120 snaps where Henry, Julio, and A.J. Brown were all on the field together. And in those 120 snaps, they were the best offense in the league. So I would definitely lean Titans, even with Henry not at 100%. I'm still taking Henry over maybe everybody in the league. So I would lean Titans. I'm not.
All right. So to call back to the what did he say from earlier, this is going to be the Titans' third shot at being a number one seed. You guys are both thinking they get the monkey off their back this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So Saturday night, 8:15, we have another number one seed playing. We have the San Francisco 49ers. They are +6, and they're going to be traveling to Green Bay to take on the number one seed Packers. Over-under for this game, 47.5 points.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is going to be my only take of the week. I just don't have much confidence in many of these games. I'm going to make this my first leg of my only teaser, and it's going to be my NLOD. I'm up with 4 units on it. I'm going to take this Packers line down to even and just take the Packers at a pick. I think this is a great spot for them in Lambeau Field. They're well-rested. The 49ers have been playing for their playoff lives, it seems like, all year. And I just think it falls apart here against this fully healthy Packers team in Lambeau. So I'm going to take the Packers down to a pick, and I'm also going to tease the Buffalo Bills up to 8.5 points.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
That's a very nice teaser. I definitely like that. I mean, it's hard not to take the Packers. They're playing at Lambeau Field. They're off a bye. Aaron Rodgers leading the way against a depleted 49ers secondary. And last week, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa both went out with injury. I think Bosa will be back. It was a concussion. I'm sure he's going to play for this. Fred Warner had an ankle injury. He seems to be good to go. But there's also rumors that Jimmy G could be out because of his shoulder. So I don't know if that's where the line's at. But I'm also going to tease it. I'll tease down to a pick. I don't want to mess the line. I do think the Packers will win this game regardless. There's a chance they get Jair Alexander back. David Bakhtiari, their left tackle, is going to be back. I just feel like I love them in the spot. They're going to win. They're at home. Don't want to mess with the points. So I'll tease them down to a pick. I'll take them with the Rams +9.
I like that too. Nice. Yeah, I saw something the other day. Jimmy G has never played an NFL game in a game where it was under 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And they were saying that this game could get as low as like -20 degrees with the wind chill. Like it's going to be cold. So
it's a good thing they can run the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be the coldest game he's ever been in. And Tone, you mentioned the injuries and stuff. So that'll be really interesting to see. As much as the 49ers have impressed me and as much as I really like them this year, I think this is it for them. I think it comes to a close Saturday. So I like both of those teasers. Just to see how those play out. Let's go ahead and jump to Sunday. Sunday at 3:00, we have the Los Angeles Rams +3, and they are traveling to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Over-under for this game is 48.5 points.
So this will be the second leg of my teaser. I hate to bet against Tom, but I still think they're fully capable of winning. But I like the Rams in the spot with the points. I'm kind of going against injuries on this Buccaneer team. I feel like it has to eventually catch up with them. We already know they're without Fournette, Godwin, AB's gone, but now they could also be without their, Pro Bowl center, their Pro Bowl left tackle. If that's the case, I love the Rams in this position. I think that Rams defense can put enough pressure on Brady and the Bucs to keep their offense and team, especially with all these injuries. I just think it's a good matchup. So I will take the Rams +9 in a game I think they could potentially win. So I'll take them +9 with the Packers at a pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass this one myself. I don't know how Stafford's going to do against this Buccaneers defense. He seems to be throwing a lot of interceptions lately. He hasn't looked amazing. I do like that Cam Akers is back. That's a huge part of that offense. I'm a pass. I can't go against our guy, Tom.
Fair enough. All right, our last game of the divisional round playoffs, we have Sunday at 6:30. The Buffalo Bills, they are +1.5. Also, there's a few books where it's got them at +2.5 points. They're traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Over-under for this game, 55 points.
Yeah, it's my second leg. I love taking the Bills up to 8.5. I think they're going to end up going out and winning this game. But if I could get them at 8.5, I'm going to sit easy, chill, watch this game, and watch me win.
I do love them teased up, and that ultimately probably is the better side. But I got to take the Chiefs. Just I'm going to take them -1.5 at home. I can't take Patrick Mahomes at home under a field goal. This Bills team, I know they're coming off a perfect offensive game. They probably have the most complete defense in the league, but Patrick Mahomes at home in a playoff game does not lose if he's not playing Tom Brady. So the Chiefs got beat 38-20 in Buffalo week 5. Since then, they haven't lost a single game at home, and they've won 11 of 13, all of them by more than a field goal. So I feel like it's easy money for them to cover. I'm rooting for the Bills. I like them to win. I think teasing them is probably a fantastic move, but I got to go with my guy. I'm going to take the Chiefs -1.5.
All right. Very good. I'm expecting some really solid games this weekend, much better than last weekend's. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like every single team in the playoffs currently, it wouldn't surprise me if any of them made the Super Bowl this year.
I agree. I love the parody. I think it's super exciting.
Yeah. And one thing I really love is we were kind of talking about this in the group chat. Every year, there's always that one team that I would really prefer not to see. And then I feel like that one team always makes it. And this year, I feel like I genuinely like everybody that's available. Like, there's no one that I would be upset to see. I think the teams that I didn't want to see have already been cleared out in the first round. So everybody left, I mean, would make for an exciting game. Really excited to see how this weekend plays out, though.
The Packers could probably chill.
Yeah.
Personally,
I understand that. I get that. That makes sense. So real quick, we'll recap your guys' picks for the week. Nate, our guy Nate's taking just one play, one teaser, but it's the NLOD, and he's putting 4 units on this one. He's got the Packers money line, teased with Bills +8.5. Really like that teaser. Our guy Tone is taking 3 plays, 1 teaser, 2 single bets, and 3 units total in play. He likes the Titans -3.5. He's teasing the Packers money line with Nate. He's teasing it with the Rams +9. And then lastly, to finish off the playoff weekend, he's taking the Chiefs -1.5 points. No luck it ends, no head-to-heads. So that's our plays for the week, and I like all of them. I have no qualms or arguments with any of those picks. So.
Thank you, sir.
Since we've wrapped that up real quick, we'll go ahead and jump to our DraftKings for the weekend. The moderator had a pretty prosperous weekend. How did you guys do last weekend on DraftKings?
I stink.
I just had an okay week. It wasn't my best, but we gave out some pretty solid picks.
Definitely. So we'll go ahead and do the divisional round DraftKings. Nathaniel, would you like to start us off?
Sure, why not? I'll go ahead and take the most expensive quarterback out there right now at 7,600. I'm going to take Josh Allen. He had the best week last week, and I think he carries over against a okay Kansas City defense. So give me Josh.
I don't hate that pick at all. I'm going to go ahead and go with Joey B. Got to take him. Okay. Give me Joe Burrow, 6.6K. Titans have a tough defense, but they can be passed on. They're in the bottom third of the league as far as passing defense goes. I think Burrow could continue to put up yards, put up touchdowns. I think the Titans ultimately win that game, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals did. So give me Joe Burrow, 6.6K.
Right on. Yeah, for my first running back, I'm going to go ahead and take Cam Akers. Took him last week, did all right. And this week, I think he's going to need to play a prominent role if they're going to have any chance. So at 5,500, Cam.
All right. I will take Devin Singletary with my running back, 5.9K. I've taken him a few weeks in a row, but if it's not broken, don't fix it. He's emerged as the leading rusher in that offense. He scored 24.4, 25.2, 26, 18.8, 16.9, and 14.9 in his last 6 games. He's just having a monster little stretch here, and he's still undervalued. So I'll take him at 5.9K.
Yeah, for my second running back, I'm going to take a guy who's coming back off injury, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in that Chiefs-Bills game, so I think he's going to get some catches and probably a touchdown.
So yeah, I definitely feel like he could be undervalued for sure. Nice pick. With my second running back, I'll take Eli Mitchell, 5.8K. Just another guy that continues to be undervalued. In his last five starts, he has 15-plus fantasy points in four of them, including a 24 and a 30-point performance. He's going against that Packers defense who can be ran on, so I think there's a ton of value with Eli Mitchell at 5.8K.
Good pick. Yeah, for my first receiver, I'm going heavy. I'm going to take Davante Adams at 8,500. Even in this cold weather that they're going to be facing, I think he's going to have a huge game. If they want to win, it's going to be Devontae.
We'll look that in. I'm going to also take him. He's the league's best receiver going against one of the league's worst secondaries with this banged up, depleted 49ers secondary. So 8.5K, I'll take him all day.
Good pick. Yeah, for my second receiver, I'm going to go ahead and pair my guy Stephon Diggs with Josh Allen. He's only 6,500. I think he's extremely undervalued. Like I said, I think there's going to be a ton of points scored in this game. I think he's going to have a huge game.
Okay, I dig that. I got to pair my quarterback with Ja'Marr Chase, so I'll take him 7.1K. It's just clear these two have a connection. I think he will get plenty of looks and opportunities to continue to put up huge fantasy numbers. So I'll take Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow, 7.1K.
Yeah, I got a loaded receiver set here. At my third receiver, I have A.J. Brown at 6. Even with Derrick Henry coming back, I think that takes at least one or two more eyeballs off A.J. Brown. I think he can have an explosive week this week. Titans big.
Oh, wow. So we'll look at another guy. With my third receiver, I got A.J. Brown, 6.2K. Just too much upside, like you mentioned, to have as my third wide receiver. We know Henry's back, but it'll take some attention away from him, just like you said, open up that passing game. 6.2K, I'll take A.J. Brown all day.
Yeah, for my tight end, I went a little lower at 4,000. I got Tyler Higbee. I think he's going to find a lot of openings in that defense when they're watching out for Cam Akers, Odell, Cooper Kupp, all those guys. So I think he finds his way to get some big catches. Tyler Higbee, 4,000.
Okay, nice. With my tight end, I'll take Aaron Rodgers' tight end, Josiah DeGuara, 3K. He's been getting a little more involved lately. I know he had a really nice play last week for a touchdown, and he seems to have a lot of potential, so I'll give him a try at 3K.
So with my flex, it's a huge value play because I see Gabriel Davis, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders all out there, Dawson Knox. So a ton of weapons, but I'm going to go with Isaiah McKenzie. He's 3,500. I need to find a value play, and I think he could sneak me maybe like a big 70-yard touchdown on one catch. That's all I need. Come on, Isaiah.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely has big play potential for sure. I'll take a value guy with my flex. I'll take Byron Pringle, 4.2K. I just feel like these other Chiefs wide receivers are starting to get a little more involved in this offense. He's had double-digit points in three out of his last four games, and two of those are 20-plus point performances. He's getting a decent amount of targets. I feel like he's just has that potential. He's found the end zone four times his last four games. I'll give him a try at 4.2K. I think there'll be a lot of offense in that Bills-Chiefs game. Give me Byron Pringle, 4.2.
Very nice. And for my defense, I went with the Tennessee Titans at 2,900. They're playing the Bengals team that I think they could take advantage of. I know they have probably the biggest play mentality in the offense or in the league as far as offense goes with Joe Burrow and all three of those targets, that three-headed monster at receiver. But at 2,900, I'm going for a defensive touchdown, hopefully. So give me the Titans 29.
Okay. With my defense, I'll stick the Bills. They're just arguably the best, most complete defense in the league, and they're maybe undervalued at that price, although I know they're playing the Chiefs, but just in case that game goes under, I'll take them plus or 2.6K.
Very nice.
All right. Well, best of luck this weekend, gentlemen. I'll be looking for the invite, and for anyone who's listening, if you're not in it already, if you want the link, reach out and ask. The more, the better. So before we wrap it up, let's go ahead and conclude with a what did he say.
What did he say?
And as mentioned, the scoreboard right now is LCP 11, DSay 8. So I'll go ahead and run this question back for you guys. Unfortunately, no social media interaction for this specific question, but let's see if you guys can get this one right. The question is, the Tennessee Titans entered this weekend as the number one seed for the third time in franchise history. In the two times prior, they were eliminated in their first game, both times, by the same team. Who was that team?
Go ahead, Tone.
Wow. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
See, I was either thinking them or their rival with the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
Okay.
Oh, what's funny?
All right, well, it is the Baltimore Ravens. So,
oh shit, okay. Oh man.
So the Tennessee Titans were the number one seed in 2000 and as well as 2008. Both times they met the Baltimore Ravens. Both times they lost.
Wow.
Let's get it right out of there.
All right, so that's gonna be LCP 12, DSA 8. So yeah, you guys think that the Titans are gonna shake that this weekend and they're gonna get their first win as a number one seed?
I do. Yeah. I don't necessarily want it to happen, but I think it will.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think they got a good matchup.
Sure. All right. Well, out of all the games that we have on schedule this weekend, what's the game you guys are most looking forward to?
Oh, Chiefs Bills for sure.
I agree. I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm also honestly looking forward to watching the Bengals and the Titans as well.
The Bucks Rams too is going to be a really fun one.
They're all good, honestly. Yeah,
they're all great.
The Packers 49ers would be nice too. Right.
All right. And Nate, unfortunately, since the Cowboys Super Bowl run is over, if I were to give you a second opportunity, who's left do you think can win it all this year?
Oh, shit. The Bills. I think it'll be the Bills.
Oh, yep. Okay.
That's what I knew you were going to say.
Is it?
That's how I said B. Said.
Oh, not yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right, boys. Well, that's all I got on the Google Doc for the week. It's been a good one. Looking forward to this weekend coming up, and hopefully those teasers can come in clutch for us.
Yeah, it is a big week. I'm super excited for all the games. If you guys haven't yet, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Those are at Luck Changers Podcast. Google us, we'll pop up. And if you got an email, shoot us an email. It's at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you ever have any questions about a line, what a line is, what a teaser is, what the hell we're even talking about over here, if you want to get in DraftKings, if you need some advice about fantasy or just about anything about us, go ahead, shoot us an email, DM. We're always willing to converse and throw you guys on the show. So we appreciate all the love. Thank you guys so much. As far as the Luck Changers Podcast, for your host, Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, editor DC, we are the Gulf Changers. We are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace.